Today's daf is Pesachim daf Chaf Dalid, and we are on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, about two-thirds of the way down. We'll start with the word Yosef, which is the last word on the line. Remember, we're talking about this last couple of blot, the machlokas between Rabbi Yavo and Chizkiah, relating to how you look at all Isurim in the Torah, and whenever it uses the Lashon of Achila, is that automatically an Isur Achila and an Isur Hana, or just an Isur Achila? So that was a machlokas. Chizkiah said it was not automatically inclusive of an Isur Hana, while Rabbi Yavo says it was. And Rabbi Yavo brought sources, and we discussed what Chizkiah does with those sources. Back and forth we went. So the Gemara just said, right before we were going to start, Lamaisa, Lamaisa, we went through all the sources, and we quoted how each one dealt with the other one's sources. So what's the nafkamina between them? Between these two dais. It's just a question of darshaning. So we mentioned the nafkamina could be Chulish Chishkutu Bazara. As we mentioned, at root, is that a daraisa or not? So the Gemara says now, Yosef, now we're going to have other sources for this din, even if you don't like Rabbi Yavahu, other sources. Yosef, hahu me rabbanon kamei de Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. There was a Rav that was sitting in front of Rabbi Shmuel, the Yosef, v'ka'amar mishmei de Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, and he was saying in the name of Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, minayin l'kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah. How do you know by all Yisurin? The kihechi de asurin ba'achila, hachanami de asurin ba'na. How do you know that we always have an automatic asurana? Even though it says only a lashon achila. Umaynihu, and what are two examples of where that would come up? Chametz bepesach v'shar haniskal. By those two, it only uses the lashon of achila, but they're automatically understood as an isur hana'a. That's the question in the name of Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. How do you know this din? The all the other ones, it ends up being explicit. That is a special extra word to teach me. But by these, there's no real extra word, so we darshan it. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, minayin. How do you know? Haven't we been talking about that the past two blot? Typically, mi lo yachel. What do you mean? It says a lashon of lo yachel. So isn't that what Rabbi Yavo's makar is? So the Gemara says, no, that might not be a good source because, as we've said, maybe you darshan that like Chizkiah. Lo yachel isra achila mashmalei, isra na lo mashmalei. So Gemara says, okay, Tevik Levi Nevela. What about you learning it from Nevela, where Rabbi Avahu learned it from? Right, Nevela has a lashon of achila, and then has a need to mention a heter of hana'a. So isn't that mashma that if you didn't have that heter, then it would be aser? So Savah like Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Drab Kich Savah. No, maybe Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who had said that the heter of Nevela is not to teach me the heter itself, but just to teach me the order that it's supposed to go in. Dvarim Kichsavan, if you remember, first Nesina Lager, and only then Mechira Lanachri. So the Gemara says, Nisavah like Rabbi Yehuda, 1 minute. If he really holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Tepiklei, Mehechel Denafkelei Rabbi Yehuda. So why doesn't he learn it from the same place where Rabbi Yehuda learned it from? As mentioned earlier, Mila Kelev Tashlichanoso, from the Pasuk by Trefa, that you're allowed to throw it to a dog. So the Gemara says, "Kasavar chulash nishkudu mazara da'oraisa." No, and therefore you can't darshan that to teach me all other isurim because you need that pasuk to teach me not chulash nishkudu mazara. So either way, minayin. We're back to the question. Rabbi Shua ben Levi asks, "What's the source for this din of automatically going to an isur hana'a?" And none of the previous sources would work. So we are back minayin. So the Gemara says, has another couple of options now. What exactly is the source for this din? So, try number one. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Kol chatas asher yuva midama. Any chatas, the Pasuk says in Parshas Sav, that its blood is brought, v'chulu. What is this Pasuk referring to? So, it sounds like, on the surface, it's talking about a case where you have one of the chataos pnimios, where the blood is supposed to be brought inside, and those chatos have to be burned. And the Gemara, Chazal, Rashi quotes it on the Pasuk, that can't be what the Pasuk's referring to. Because these karbanos are always burned outside. Rashi says in the third wide line, Lav b'chatos ha-pnimios, shehu v'daman kibitzvasan, lifnim ksiv. This Pasuk, even though it sounds like items that the blood was brought inside on purpose, any chatos that the blood is brought inside, you have to burn. So, what do you mean? That's what you always do by chatos primios, that you have to burn. So, but that can't be what it's talking about, Chazal say, and Rashi quotes it, because by all those karbanos, you burn it b'chus l'machaneh. But rather, what this pasuk is referring to, Chazal understand, is about a regular carbon chatos, chatos chitzona, whose blood is not supposed to be brought inside, and yet it is brought inside. If you bring it inside, that passels the carbon. Passels the carbon. Regular carbon chathos, where you're supposed to sprinkle the blood four times on the mizneach achitzon, lemala mechut asikra, what's unique to a carbon chathos, right, unlike the other carbonos, a carbon ola, a carbon shlamim, have shtayim shehen arba, two on the opposite corners of each other. Then you have a couple of carbonos that you only have one sprinkling. All of those, though, are a lamata michut asikra. Chathos is the only one where you sprinkle four times, and they're all lamala, on the chronos. Four times, the uniqueness of the blood of a carbon chathos. So here too, the Torah tells us if the blood is brought inside, so that passes the carbon. There are a couple of uniquenesses. Unique halachos that apply to the blood of a chatas in contrast to the blood of all other karbanos. As I just mentioned, where it's sprinkled, above and on the kronos. Number two, it's four times, unlike all the other ones, which are at most shtayim shein arba. This halacha is explicitly said by karban chatas. Also, the perek in Zvachim towards the end of the Masechta, dam chatas shenitas. If you have blood of a chatas that's sprayed onto a beged, onto a kli, on something else, that requires also to be cut, to be burned, all the different halachas of dam chatas. All of those are explicitly said only by chatas. So here's another example. These psukim. If you have a chatas that whose blood was mistakenly brought inside, so the halacha is you have to burn that carbon. She'ein tamal omer ba'esh tisareif. The pasuk did not have to say the phrase ba'esh tisareif, as we'll see why in a second. Uma tamal omer ba'esh tisareif. So why does it say ba'esh tisareif? Im eino inyan legufo. If it didn't have to say it for itself. Why? Because there's another phrase, v'hine saraf, because it already says it's burned. V'hine saraf, taneo inyul kol yisur shabbatorah. So take this phrase out of its context and use it to learn to all other isurim in the Torah that they must be burned. They must be burned. Why? Because you're not allowed to partake of it. So what's the context? Continues the Gemara, v'im eino inyan la'achila, and if it's not talking about just to an isur achila, because Isuri Achila are written by all the other Isurim in the Torah. Tadeo Inyan Isurah Hana'a. By the fact that you have to burn it reflects that there is an Isur Hana'a here. Okay, that's the source. That's the suggestion of Rabbi Shua ben Levi to teach me. How do you know Kol Isurin Shabbat Torah are, whenever it says Achila, it also means Hana'a? From this pasuk, the extra phrase of Bo'esh Tisareif. Which carbon is being discussed here by the context of Ba'esh Tisareif in that phrase? So Rashi and Tosfos both discuss it here. This is referring to that fateful day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where there were a number of karbanos brought. There was the Seir of the Musaf. There was this, right, the special Seir Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh that was brought that day. But there was also the Seir Nachshon. That was the first day of the Nisiyim bringing their own karbanos. And there is a discussion, which carbon is being referred to here. Rashi says this is talking about the Seir, it was called the Seir Nachshon. The Seir of Nachshon ben Aminadav, he was the Nasi of the Shevet of Yehuda, who brought his karbanos on this day on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Tosfos quotes the Taras Kohanim, who says that no, this is talking about the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. That's Mechaper on the Avon, on the Tomas Mikdash for Kadashav. Either way, it's talking about one of the Seirim that Moshe Rabbeinu was upset at Aaron HaKohen. Why was it burned outside? Hein lo huvas dama. His blood was not brought inside, that would make it have to be burned. Right, that's mashma, that if its blood had been brought inside, then it would have to be burned. Right, so that's the discussion here, which seir is being referred to. And then you have the machlokas, that Aaron HaKohen answers back, I burned it, but I did the avodah, but I didn't eat it. The source of aninus is there, because Aaron's sons, we know, had died on that day. So that was the conversation between Moshe and Aaron. But either way, for our purposes, we use an im eino inyan to teach me that this pasuk can be referring to the other Yisurim in the Torah. Rashi here, interestingly, quotes the definition of an im eino inyan. Right? It's one of the unusual tools that we use to darshan. The other ones we could say are somewhat more connected to logic. Right? You might say a hekesh. Two things are written right next to each other. Gzeira shava, you have the same word used in two different places. So you're going to see in the Torah is implicitly trying to connect the two. You have a klal and a prat. You have a larger rule and then an example of the larger rule. What is the connection between those two? Im eino inyan seems to be more of the most flexible type of drasha. Because what is it? Well, this pasuk is not needed where it is, so you use it for some other totally different context. That's what you use a minyanim for. That's what Rashi says in the second line. This is a Shas Rashi, just telling us what an Emeinu Inyuin is. Zumi de Batora, as if Rashi is somewhat defensive, that he knows this is a little more precarious in terms of what it is, so Rashi has the need to say how it works. Zumi de Batora, Davar Shlo Hutzrich Lugufo, something that is not needed for itself. Taneu Inyin Le Inyin Acher, so you use it for a different Inyin. Vitilmod Davar Le Davar Acher, Vechal Hamidos Halacha Le Moshe Misinai. Rashi has to add that in. It's also Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, even though it might not be based on logic, be based on understanding, but still, it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, realize that Chazal are allowed to do this. Maybe one could say, and I think you have to say this, that there is one Yesod that this Eino Inya has to be based on. And that is Kal HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. That is a phrase from a Tosefta in Masechet Sanhedrin in a different context where there's a Machlokas Tanayim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, I don't remember exactly who it's from between, about if two students come to ask their Rebbe a question totally out of context. It's before Pesach and they come to ask a question about Sukkos. It's before Rosh Hashanah and they come to ask a question about Tisha B'Av. Whatever it is, they ask a Shoel Shalo Ke'inyan. So the discussion in the Tosefta there is, does the Talmud have to ask Mechila from the Rebbe for asking a question Shoel Shalo Ke'inyan? So in that context, the Tosefta, Rabbi Meir, uses the phrase, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. Really, all of Torah is one Inyan, is one unit. So therefore, you know, there's more flexible halachos in terms of assuming that you ask something totally out of context. Because after all, Torah is Torah. So out of context, one could use, if Schechter likes to talk about this topic, that all of Torah can be looked at as one unit. Everything's connected to each other. That's why the Gemara Kedarshan, how do you know that you have to shake, have to hold one of the Dalan Minim, Kedar Kedelasan, Mesech HaSukkah, how do you know that you have to hold the Lulav and Esrog straight up to be Yotze? And that's why we want to not be Yotze till after we say the Bracha, and that's why we hold the Esrog upside down, the Minag Yisrael, Tosus quotes it in, actually Tosus quoted that here, if you remember, back on Daf Zion. Tosus quoted that, Mida'ag Be'Nafak Be'. But how do you know what the root of having to hold the Dalamidim straight up? Because it says by the Mishkan, Atzei Shitim Omdim. Because the wood from the cedar trees that they used for the Krushim were standing straight up. What is the connection between Atzei Shitim Omdim to the Dalamidim that you shake on Sukkos? The answer is Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. Even though it's a totally different context, one is allowed to use that. Right? Because all of Torah is one unit. There's even a diyuk that I once heard, that all of Torah is one unit based on a Gemara in Gittin, which is important for other contexts, but the assumption of that Gemara is that all of Torah is one unit. The Gemara there has a fascinating machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar says, Torah, rov bichsav umiyut alpeh. Most of Torah, says Rabbi Elazar, is Torah shebichsav. And then you have a minority, you know, Torah shebalpeh. Shneamar echtov lo rubi torasi kemozar nechshavu. Because the pasuk says echtov lo rubi torasi. Right, so it says rov Torah is going to be written. Right, the pasuk in Hosea. That's number one. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar rov alpeh umiyat bechsav. No. Rov is balpeh and miyat is bechsav. As the pasuk says ki alpi hadvar ma'ela. Okay, machlokas are bezer Rabbi Yochanan. Before we explain the machlokas, either way, you see torah shebechsav, torah shebalpeh. Some of it is rov, some of it is miyut. In order to make up a whole, you have to put the rov and the miyut together. So obviously, the Gemara is assuming that all of Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpeh make up one unit, because part of it is a majority and part of it is the minority. That also connects. But again, either way, that is the assumption of an Imeinu Inyan usage. The all of Torah is one unit. That's what allows you to darshan from one area in halacha to a totally different area in halacha. Just once we're on the Gemara, to mention, how could Rabbi Elazar say what he says? Rabbi Yochanan is obviously right, isn't he? Right. Most of it, you go into your study and you look on the shelf. There's one Tanakh, a couple of Chumashim, but most of Torah, of course, is Torah Sheval Peh. What's Rabbi Elazar talking about? Most of Torah is Bichsav. How is that possible? So, one sort of shot that maybe the answer is based on the Rambam that we've quoted in the past. The Rambam writes in the Hakdama to Pirshei Mishnayos of the five parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. Five parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. What are the parts of Torah Shebaal Peh? So, the Rambam writes, category one is Dvarim HaMesurim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. halachos that we have from a Misora, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Category two is halacha Moshe Misinai. Two categories. What's the difference between those categories we mentioned? The Rambam says, could you have figured it out in 100 years? If you could have figured it out in 100 years, that's a dvar ha-misura mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. For example, an esrog being, a priyat sadar being an esrog. That's not called a halacha Moshe Misinai, but that's a misura that we have. Ayin tachas ayin. Never says that's halacha Moshe Misinai, but how do you know that's money? Based on Moshe Rabbeinu. Halacha Moshe Misinai is a specific type of law that was given from Moshe Rabbeinu, one that has no remez in the Torah whatsoever, and we never would have figured it out. Right? Shiurin, Mechitzin, Chatzitzin, Sroros, there are many halacha Moshe Misinai that are mentioned throughout Chazal. Even though those are the first two categories. What's category three? That's the largest category. All the halachos that are learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos. Kavachomer, Xerushava, Hekesh, Vechulu, all of those are third category of Torah Shebaal Peh. And then fourth and fifth are Takanos and Xeros. Those are the five. So maybe the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan here is, what do you really call category three? Category three, all the drushes that we have based on Chazal's usage of the Torah. You take psukim of the Torah and you darshan them. So maybe what Rabbi Lazar holds is that category three is called Torah Shebichsavet root. Because everything comes from the psukim. We darshan the psukim. So maybe that's how you could explain the shita of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Torah Shebaal Peh is Torah Shebaal Peh. Either way, that is an important machlokas in Gittin and Daf Samach. But maybe that also is reflecting and that whole idea is needed to understand the tool that Chazal use of Imeino Inyan. Again, all the tools that Chazal use to darshan the Torah have to be understood in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these tools to decipher the Torah. You know, one might say, you know, one that is not used to drushes Chazal might say, oh, what is Chazal doing here? What kind of drusha is this? You know, a davar halamein mein yano and klalu prat. But the way that we have to look at it is that it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put all of these halachas into the Torah, and then he gave us tools to decode. It's like written in a secret code, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the tools to decipher the code. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gave us these tools, and he put these into the Torah, right? Like the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, about Asmachta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants these halachas to be uncovered. And he gave the Rabbana the tools to uncover them. So it's not a backwards, like, oh, how can they use these? Hashem gave them these tools. This is how you decipher the code. And the Meino Inyan is one of those tools as well. Okay, back to our context. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi used this pasuk by achatas shehuva dama pnima, the extra phrase there of ba'esh tisareif, to teach me this halacha of isur hana'a automatically by the other context in the Torah. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Ima kan b'sreifa, av kol isur in Shabbat Torah b'sreifa. So, if you want to say that you learn it to other Isurim, so you should say it to all Isurim in the Torah. Kol Isurim Shabbat Torah, you should say there's a Chiyuv of Sreifa. Says the Gemara, no. There's a limit also. Amar Kra, Bakodesh, Bo'ez Tisareif. Bakodesh B'Sreifa, Ve'ein Kol Isurim Shabbat Torah B'Sreifa. Right? You don't have to burn every Isur Hana'ah. Right? We're trying to use this for Isur Hana'ah. By Ashar HaNiskal, by the others that were mentioned earlier. So you have to burn every one of the Isur Hana'ah. Some of them you have to burn. Chameis HaPesach, we say Lechad Chilu to burn, like Rabbi Yehuda. So once you're using this as the source for automatic Isur Hana'ah, why don't you say it's also Sreifa? The answer is no. We darshan only to by Kadshim. Hi, says the Gemara, but 1 minute. Vahai, now we say, Bakodesh Ba'es Tisareif, this extra phrase that we're trying to use, don't you use it for something else? Don't we need this for Rabbi Shimon Shita? Detanya, Rabbi, we use this phrase for Rabbi Shimon's din, and therefore it's not extra. How do you know? Detanya, the Braisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Bakodesh po esti sareif li made al chatas shesorfenosa bakodesh. You needed to teach me that you burn this carbon chatas bakodesh in the azara. V'ainli elazu bilvad, and you only, I only know so far, that if, again, you have a problem with the carbon chatas, you burn it inside the azara. Psule kache kachim, ve'imure kache kachim minayin, how do I know by other kache kachim, you also burn it inside the azara, you don't take it out. Tamalomar, bakodesh poesti sarev, question mark. So you see this pasuk is used up for a different halacha. So it's not extra to be used for the im eino inyan. So we're back to the original question. Right? If you knocked out all the other sources of Rabbi Yavahu, and you knock this one out, so we need another makar. How do you know that every time he uses the lashon of achila of the Torah, it automatically means iser hana'ah, unless otherwise specified? So we're back to that question, so we're going to quote another pasuk. But before that, just to note, Rashi here says, about the sixth skinny line or so, in the Porn Ha'ara, that we only darshan this halacha of having to burn something in the Azara by items that are meant to be in the Azara in the first place. That's what they're supposed to be. But aval psule besar kachim kalim, but what if you have kachim kalim sha'achilasan b'chal ha'ir that you can really eat everywhere? Afsri fasan im nifsu chos v'azarein. Then you don't burn that in the Azara by kachim kalim. It's only by kachim kachim, which is supposed to be in the Azara. That's the only place they should be. That's what has to be burnt in the Azara. But kachim kalim do not have to be, as he quotes the Mishnah later on in Elo Ovrin, that you burn it lifnei habira, which is a place outside the Azara on Har Abayis. Good, so back to the Gemara, we need another source. So Amarle, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabcha, Mehaikra Ka'amarle. So he said, didn't your Rebbe, Rabbi Yonasan, learn it from the following pasuk? V'im yivaser, mibsar hamiluim, if there is left over. Right, the context is, no sar, if there's left over from the basar of the miluim, right after the Mishkan was put up. Umin halechem, ad haboker v'chulu, if there's left over, then what's the halacha? You're not allowed to eat it. She'ein tamalomar lo ye'achel. It didn't have to say, lo ye'achel, v'ma tamalomar lo ye'achel, it didn't have to say lo ye'achel. Why does it say it? Extra phrase, imenu inyan legufe, dach siv. Because it already says there, v'saravta zanosar ba'esh, you have to burn the nosar, taneo inyan l'shar isurin shabbat Torah. So use it for other isurim. V'imenu inyan l'achila, taneo inyan l'sar hano. Same kind of logic and drasha. First we try to use it from chato she niknusu damam lefnim, and now we learn it from nosar in the context of the miluim. Says the Gemara, same as we said before, yimak kan b'sreifa av kol yisur en shabbat Torah b'sreifa. So why do you only learn iser hana? Maybe you should even learn it to echiv of burning. Amar kra v'saraf desa nosar. No, it says you shall burn the nosar, the nosar, with a hey ayedia. Nosar b'sreifa vein kol yisur en shabbat Torah b'sreifa. Nosar is b'sreifa, but not other Isurim. In the Torah, that's just an Isur Hana. Right? Burning Nosar is a mitzvah daraisa. It is a lav hanitak lase. That's where there's no malchus for the Isur of Nosar, because it's a lav hanitak lase. Like I mentioned in the past, there are three types of halachas that always have to be viewed together. Three areas where averus and mitzvos overlap. Three averus. Three contexts. You have lav hanitak lase. You have mitzvah abav avera, and you have asi docha los ase. Right, three areas. One of them is a good thing, one of them is a bad thing, and one of them is like neutral. Asi docha los ase, that's a good thing. Meaning sometimes you don't have a choice. Ase, you have to do the mitzvah. Ase docha los ase. Number one. Mitzvah abav avera is, you're not supposed to do. Right, you have stolen matzah. Right, mitzvah abav avera, you should not do that mitzvah. Number one is the lechatchila, do it. It's a great, wonderful thing. Mitzvah abav avera is, you're not supposed to do it. No, you've stolen lulav, stolen all the context. And the third category is, you weren't supposed to do it, but now that you did it, you have a mitzvah to do it. So somewhere in the middle. Lav anitak lase, you did the avera, you stole, but now that you did that, you have a mitzvah to return the money. You left over the karbon, but now that you did it, you have a mitzvah to burn. Those are the three areas where mitzvahs and averas overlap. Again, ase docha lo sase, mitzvah abav avera, and a lav hanitak lase. So this is an example, no sir, of lav and ase. There's a discussion the Minchas Chinuch has whether the lav and the ase of nosar are parallel. Are there more people included in the lav than in the ase? For example, women. Is burning nosar a mitzvah ase shazman grama? Because it's only bayom. That's when sreifa is. And he discusses, if that's true, then maybe you should get malchus on the lav, because the lav is more inclusive than the assay. Women are included in the isra of leading over, but they're not included in the mitzvah of burning. So that's the Minchas Chinuch discussion, because sometimes you would not call it a lav anitak lase if the lav is more inclusive and you would get malchus. Okay, not for now. Says the Gemara, same question as we had before. V'har lo yachel achid asa. Is it really a separate extra phrase by nosar? Haimi boyle kidri Rabbi Elazar. Don't we need that pasuk too for Rabbi Elazar? To Amar Rabbi Elazar,
Lo yachel ki kodesh hu, kol shebe kodesh pasol ba'akasav litin lo sayasei al achilaso. Anything that is pasol, any carbon, that is pasol. The Torah adds in this phrase, lo yachel, to give an iser achila. Right? And so not everything has a losas associated with it. Rashi says right here, for example, l'rabos al sharp sule kachi kachim, bilav, kagon pigol, v'yotze, v'nishfach damo. But all those others that are pasul, there's also an isadaraisa eating it. So, says the Gemara, it's a used up again. So we're back to the question. Dam chatashin nichnas lefnim, it's used up already. No, sir, it's used up already. So what are we left with? So Amar Abaya, Abaya says, the ola mikra kama. Go back to the first one. Go back to the ba'esh tisareif that we had on the bottom of the previous amud. And the eifach. And there are two phrases there. We said one of them was extra and one of them was needed. Switch it. The eifach. The lichtov ba'esh tisareif. V'lo boy lo sochal. Lo sochal is there. Before we said lo sochal teaches me it, the halacha by the carbon chatos of dam shenichnas lefnim, and bo'ishti saref was extra, and then we said, no, it's not extra, so you're right, switch it. Bo'ishti saref is what I learn that context from, v'lo boi lo sochal, mata v'lo lo sochal, so that's the phrase we use, it meinu inyan legufo, tenaf kalei midir emalazer, teneu in lechol yisrin shabbat Torah, fine, v'meinu inyan l'achil, teneu in l'sirana, same exact makar, but just switch the phrases, which one is needed and which one is extra. Sounds like a bar, just like we said before, yima Khan Bisrefa of Kali Surja Batura Bisrefa. Why do you only learn an Isur Hana'a to all other Isurim? Why don't you even learn an Isur Srefa? Because that's what's happening in the context that you're learning from. Amarkrab, Hanosar. Hanosar Bisrefa, Ve Kali Surja Batura Bisrefa. Same exclusionary drusha as we had before. Period. So now the Gemara says, Amale Rav Papa Abaya. Abaya, who this was try number three for the day. Rav Papa says to Abaya, how did you learn that? The ema liyichude le lav legufehu daasa. Maybe that lo sochal, right? It says ba'esh tisareif, and we're saying lo sochal is extra. Who says lo sochal is extra? Maybe that lo sochal is specifically being used to teach me a lav in that context of dam chatas that was nichlas lefnim. The imi de Rebbe Lazar, because if you want to generalize it, that Rebbe Lazar says that it's used for all these surah Shabbat Torah, maybe that would undermine this context. Why? Ein lokin alav Shabbat Klalos. Maybe that would be making it into a general lav, a lav Shabbat Klalos, that would remove the Malkus. If it's specifically for a one Aveira, then you get Malkus. It's a regular lav with Malkus. But the second that you use it generally for all these surim, don't you undermine the Malkus? So you'd rather not extend it. So maybe you need it for here. So we're back to the original question again. We're going to have a fourth try. What is the source? Again, if you reject all the Rabbi Avo sources, what is the source? That whenever it says lo sochal, it means bein isur achila, bein isur anah. By the way, why are we trying so hard? Because that's what we hold. We hold like Rabbi Avo. If you look in the Rambam quotes Rabbi Avo, that it's isur achila and isur hana. But before we do that, just the one ha'ara on lav shebeklalos. We know it's come up many times. The isur of lav shebeklalos is a lav that includes many isurim, ain lokin a lav, because it's not dumya de lav de chasima. It's not similar to the lav of muzzling. The source of malchus in the Torah, in Parshat Kiseitse, Arbom Yakenu lo Yosef, is put next to the lav of muzzling, and therefore, you only get malchus when there's a lav that's dumya de lav de chasima. So a lav that includes many different averos is not similar, so therefore you don't get malchus for that. There is, though, a major machlokas rishonim, how to define lav shebeklalos. What exactly is the problem? And it's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Akronim pointed out. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, on Daf Sama Gimel. Tosfos and the Ramban ask the same question. Why isn't lo sase kol malacha on yantif a lav shebeklalos? We know that if I do malacha on Shabbos, mechayev an iser skila, or kares, right? And, depending on whether it's, with Edom or not. So that's on Shabbos. The parallel Yisurim on Yantif or Malkus. Right? If I do an Aveira on Yantif, parallel the Malachas, besides the ones that are Mutter on Yantif, but if I had the parallel Malachos on Yantif, that if I did on Shabbos, I would be Chayef Karis or Skila, I would get Malkus on Yantif. Asks Tosfos, Sanhedrin Sama Gimel, Amen Aleph, ask the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, why isn't that a Lav Shabbat Klalos? There are so many Yisurim included, so you shouldn't get Malkus if you violate Malach, Yisur Malach on Yantif. It's a lav that includes many other Yisroel, like the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin, Sama Gimel, L'soklo al Adam, which includes six different Yisurim. Do Bezin is not allowed to eat on the day they put somebody to death, and you're not allowed to eat the meat of the carbon while the blood is still in the Mizrach before it's sprinkled. You don't have a Sudas Havra for Aruge Bezdin. The Gemara in Bracha says you're not allowed to eat before davening, L'soklo al Adam. All of these are learned there. So what's the difference? Why isn't Issa Malacha on Yantif also an example of a lavshar klalus? So Tosfos and the Rabban give two different reasons. Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Sama Gimel says Tahacha. Sorry, let me find it. Kemo Tahasa Mefaresh Tfei Dechsiv Avoda Dimishtame Kol Milacha Shehi Avoda. The Torah says Lo Sasa Kol Milacha. It's as if the Torah says fill in the blank. Says Tosfos. What's Lo Sasa Kol Milacha according to Tosfos? I'm sorry, what's a Lav Sheva Klalos according to Tosfos? Where you have a Pashup Shot of a Pasuk, and then you have a lot of extra laws included. That's not what the Pasuk had in mind, you would have said. It's not the Pashup Shot, it's other layers. Mashenkin here, you know what Lo Sasa Kol Milacha is by Yantif? The Torah did not specify. So every action that is Usur is as if the Torah said that. Lo sasa komalacha. It's as if lo sasa charisha. Lo sasa zuri. It's as if the Torah said that. That's why it's not a problem of lo sasa komalacha. That is Tosfos. Meaning, what would have been an isser if the Torah would have made a general statement and you include a lot of different things in it, that's a problem of lo sasa komalacha. But if the Torah meant each of these, you just fill in the blank, that's not a problem. If you look at the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah gives a different answer. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah says that Yontif is not an Isser, is not a Lav Sheva Klalos, because all the Isurim, Isser Malacha of Yontif, are Shem Echad. It's all the same idea. It's all doing Malacha on Yontif in a lot of different ways, but it's all one Shem Isser. What's a Lav Sheva Klalos? Lav Sheva Klalos is where you have five or six different Shemos Isser that have nothing to do with each other. That's a Lav Sheva Klalos. My Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig once put it in one line, according to Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban, Tosfos says a lav sheva klalos is a lav klali. And the Ramban says a lav sheva klalos is a lav hakolel. Two different ways. The Ramban says a problematic lav sheva klalos is one that includes a lot of different isurim, a lav hakolel. While Tosfos says, no, a lav klali, a general lav. But if each isur could be put into the Torah Sheva Chsav, like Tosfos says, it's like fill in the blank. That's not a lav sheva klalos. Either way, that's a machlokas. Achronim discussed that machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. What is a lav sheva klalos at root? Wonderful. We continue. Says the Gemara, Elof, sixth wide line. Seventh wide line. El Amar Papa Me'acha, fourth try of the day. What is the source? That whenever the Torah uses a lashon of an Isser Achila, it even includes an Isser Hana. So the Torah says, "Va'abasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yeachel ba'ish yisareif." A bas, and different context. A basar, piece of a basar kachim, a piece of flesh of the kachim that became tamei. You're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn it. Again, a double phrase. She'ein tamalomar lo yeachel. Ma tamalomar lo yeachel doesn't have to say lo yeachel because it says you're going to burn it anyway. Imeno inyan legufo de hanaf galemi kalvachomermi maisar hakal. You don't need this phrase of lo yachel because you already know it from a kalvachomer from maisar sheni becoming tamei. So you know from a kalvachomer that basar kachim you also are not allowed to eat. What's the kalvachomer? Uma maisar hakal. If maisar sheni, which is kal, it's more kal than kachim. How do you know it's more kal than kachim? Maisar sheni because a tful yom can eat maisar sheni. Right? And after it's full yom, waits till Harif Shemesh, that he can eat truma. And only the next day, after it brings the carbon, he can eat kachem. So kachem is more chomor. If maiser akal, amritar, the Torah says, lo bi arti mimenu bitameh, you're not allowed to consume it in a state of tuma. So basar kodesh, chomor, lo koshakein. So surely, basar kachem is, if it becomes tamei, you're not allowed to consume it. So what does the pasuk lo yachal mean there? We would use an imeno inyan to outside that context. V'chitem, and if you want to say, ein mazhirid min hadin, and if you want to say, wait a minute, maybe you can't give an azhara based on a kal v'chomer. Like the Gemara also says, ein ochin min hadin, and we mentioned this a couple of days ago, we had this discussion of what's the problem with a kal v'chomer. Why does the Torah sometimes say, milsa da'asya b'kal v'chomer, Tarach v'kasav lakra, the Gemara we had earlier in Daf Yud Chesem Beis. In the first parak, we discussed there the drawbacks of a kavachomer and why Enosha ben Adin. Maybe it's based on faulty logic. Maybe it's midah hibatora. Maybe it's part of itzilua eda. All the different suggestions that we said then, which would also apply to the principle of ein matzir ben Adin. So if you want to say you can't learn hekesh from Eiser Sheni because of that hekeshu, so say fine, it's a hekesh. It's not a kavachomer. Why? The siv, the following pasuk has hekdish and Meiser Sheni in the same pasuk. Lo sucha lechol b'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat in your gates, right? This is the, we discussed this in mitzvah shir. I think it's eight mitzvos learned out of one pasuk. Eight mitzvos. And it is all, every phrase, every word in this pasuk is another iser. Meiser d'gancha, right? That's talking about Meiser Rishon, v'tiroshcha, v'yitzar, or Meiser Sheni, tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha, uvechoros bekarcha, talking about a bechor. Each phrase in this pasuk is another iser. But you see in that pasuk, Meiser is put next to bechor, which is a carbon. So we have a hekish. So just like a carbon, just like Meiser Sheni that becomes tamei, you're not allowed to eat. So to a carbon that becomes tamei, you're not allowed to eat. So matam aloma lo yachel. So what do you need the specific phrase lo yachel in the context of kachim? Emeinu inyan lagufo, taneu inyan, l'kol yisur in Shabbat Torah. V'meinu inyan lachilo, taneu inyan lahana, as we have said. Says the Gemara, ima kan b'sreifa, af kol yisur in Shabbat Torah b'sreifa. So why don't you learn sreifa? Amar kra, hanosar, hanosar b'sreifa, v'ayin kol yisur in Shabbat Torah b'sreifa. Period. So we have our fourth suggestion of the day. What is the source in the Torah for all these lashonos of Isra Achila, meaning Isra Na? The fourth source is carbon that became Tameh. Has an extra phrase there. So that's what you use for all Isurin. Says the Gemara, still, I'm not going to let you rest. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi, v'ema lavra la v'shnei lavin. Maybe the reason that it says it there by Basar Kachem is not to teach me something else that may no inyan. Maybe the Torah wants to emphasize it, and that's why he writes two Isurim there. Not for you to learn it elsewhere, but it's to emphasize the context of Basar Kachem becoming Tamei. It's maybe to violate the same act to love him. Lav mi yamar Abaya. Didn't we learn from Abaya? Acha putisa. You can do the same act and you get various averas. Acha putisa. If you eat a putisa, which is a type of marine sherets. Acha putisa loke arba. You get four averas. Rashi goes through all the psukim. You get four malchus. All the psukim that describe, there are two general isurim of shratzim, and then there are specific isurim for a sheretz hamayim, and a sheretz haaretz, and a sheretz haof. Right, all the different types of Yisurim. So if you eat a putisa, it has different elements to it. So you get four. You get four sets of malchus. Nimala, if you eat an ant, sheretz ha'aretz, you get five. Because you get the general shratzim and the sheretz ha'aretz, v'chulu, tzirif, eat a type of hornet, lokeshesh. So you see there are examples of getting many malchus for one avera. So maybe that's what the Torah is doing by a karba that became tamei. Not to use it for an imeno inyan, but to just to emphasize the context in which it is found. Says the Gemara, Amar lei kol hecha di'ika lemedrash darshinan velo mukminan belava yaseire. We always rather not do that. We'd rather not say, oh, this is just to emphasize. We only say that if we're stuck. We have no other way to darshan this, to teach me anything else. And we'll say, okay, it's to emphasize the context and where it is. But if you could ever darshan it for something else, that's what we always try to do. Period. Okay, there is a major, very important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban relating to these two lines of the Gemara. The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, quotes this Gemara. The Rambam in Shoresh, with my Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam in Shoresh Tes, the ninth Shoresh out of the 14 Shoreshim before Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam in Shoresh Tes says, starts off by saying, Ein ro'oi limnos halavin va'aseh. Aval advarim hamuzer mehem v'amitzuvah behem. The Rambam says you don't count mitzvos based on how many times it appears in the Torah. In the Torah, it talks about Shabbos many, many times. That doesn't mean that Shabbos is many, many mitzvos. Shabbos is counted as one aseh and one los aseh. Just because the Torah says something six times doesn't mean that six of the 613. Vida says the Rambam. Shekot, this is a Yisodasik Rambam. We mentioned it, but not recently. Shekot Sivya Torah v'Asar Oseh Hinehim Arba Dvarim. Says the Rambam, all mitzvos can fit into four categories. There are four types of mitzvos in the world. Number one, deos. Deos means thoughts. What's an example of deos? Emuna b'Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, thinking about things, Avodah Zarah, that's Deos. Number two, Pu'ulos, actions. Actions, shaking a lulav and bringing a karban, v'chulu, all different actions. Number three, midos, having to do with what we call midos, v'yad l'recha kamocha, and anava, nikama, right, anava might not be a separate mitzvah, sinas achim, nikima, netira, all of those. And number four, dibur, right, mitzvahs of dibur, mitzvahs of lashon hara, and rechilos, and shavua sheker, all four categories. And then says the Rambam, don't go by, when you count any of these four, how many times it makes it appear in the Torah. Don't look to the many tzivuyim, shebo b'inyanahu, imhaya min ha-mitzvah bo, o l'ribu ha-hazaros, shebo mimenu, imhaya muzar mimenu, ki kulam heim l'chizuk levad. Repeating it is only to emphasize, but not to make you count it as a separate mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says. And therefore, the Rambam, and he repeats this and is emphatic about this. And he says, you can't be confused by the Torah saying it many times. And then the Rambam says, V'inei matzun, all of Hashem remez al zeh. And where's the remez for this? Chazal found the remez to this? Psachim chav dalid. V'zeh, sheheim kivnu, le'echad halavim, sheyir mehem shenichvalu. They're talking about a context which the Torah says, the Gemara says maybe it was repeated just for emphasis. Ubikshu l'kaimo b'inyan nosaf. V'nomar b'altad akushia. The Rambam quotes our Gemara. Amli Ravina l'Ravashi v'eim alav ra'olav b'shnei lavin klomar. What is meant by that question? Ze shetirtze shetiskayim ze halav ha'shehu b'inyan zulas ho'inyan shehigia min alav ha'acher. Right, we're trying to learn it to teach me something else out of its context. Le'eze davar titrach lazeh. Why are you doing this? What's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is saying, why are you doing this? Maybe it's just meant to be here. The Gemara's question, says the Rambam, is asking on my Yisod. Maybe what the Torah means is just that you get two Averis for eating Kodesh that became Tameh. And what's the answer? And interestingly, the Ramban right over here brings this Gemara as a Raya against the Rambam. We'll see what the Machlokas is in a minute. But the Rambam himself quotes it. And you know what the Rambam says? My sheet is the answer of the Gemara. What's the answer of the Gemara? Kol hecha di'ikin l'midrash darshinan, v'lo mokmina b'lav yaseirei. We never want to do that. Why? Because if that's ever true, if it's ever based on its own context, it's just there for emphasis. We'd much rather have it teaching me something else, a new halacha. That's what the Rambam Mamar says, that our Gemara is this yisod of Shorish Tashi'i, teaching me that we always try to learn a new halacha from it, and if not, it's just an extra lav. And that's why the Rambam says, it's meduyik in various Gemaras. There's a difference. Sometimes the Gemara will say, why did it say this extra lav? Lavar b'shnei lavin. That's different than saying that if you do it three times, you get malchus. Our Gemara's lashon is that you should get malchus, right? Ocha putisa loke arba, namala loke chamish. Says the Rambam, whenever it says over b'shnei lavin, that just means emphasis. Emphasis. Loka means there's an extra halacha being added on. The Rambam's yisod is, and this is what the Ramban argues on, you can never get more than one set of malchus for doing the same avera. Even though it says it four times in the Torah, that's only one avera. Unless there's an element that is added in this context. Like here, by the putisa and the namala, the Rambam writes in Macholas Asuros, everyone is adding not only sheretz, but sheretz ha'of, and sheretz ha'mayim, and sheretz. It's always adding a certain element which makes it a different shame isser. That's why you would get more than one set of malchus. And the Ramban there seems to be quite comfortable in saying that no. Over b'shnei lavin means, and lokech achamish means, even if you do the same lav, if the Torah says it more than once, so you get double sets of malchus, or triple sets of malchus. The Rambam doesn't say that. And the Rambam proves it from our Gemara, even though the Ramban uses our Gemara to ask on the Rambam. Either way, these two lines are chock full, even though it doesn't seem so exciting when you read it, but this Shorish Tashi is based on these four lines of the Rambam. Okay. Just one other question that the Rishonim here deal with, and that is, we have all the psukim, the four or five, six averis. There's another pasuk that the Rishonim ask, why isn't that included? And that's the Isra Bal Tashaksu. Lo Tashaksu as Nafsho Zechem. That pasuk is not on this list. So there are various answers given. Rashi says that's talking about behemos and not shrutzim. Tosfos says that's only talking about the eight shrutzim and not these other ones. But there's a Ritva in Erevin. The Ritva in Erevin says, unbelievable, he quotes his daya, that that's referring to creepy crawlies before, I'll just read you it, the Hikshubitosis, that's the, why is it this, this pasuk also included in the Averis? And he says, no, the Yahu Mairi binachash kodem shenis kalel. That's talking about the snake before it lost its legs. Shalaya holich al gachono. Ela adam mishalcho l'safan al-daro. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the snake used to be the best messenger in the world. The man sent it out to deliver things. But then once, that's when it was called the sheretz. But after it lost its legs, it's a different type of animal. Interesting. Okay, so we continue. We quoted a pasuk earlier. Once we quoted the pasuk, we darsh in the end of that pasuk. The abasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yeachel dereisha lamali. So, Basar becoming tummy earlier in the pasig. So what is that phrase teaching me? Larabos eitzim alavona, to include even the wood that is used on the mizbeach and the frankincense that also are makabal, can be makabal tuma, and one is subject to these isurim. Right? What do you mean wood and lavona? They're not edible. What do you mean? If they become tame and you eat some of it, so this is based on the principle we had at the end of the first parak. Remember, chibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh makes the principle of the kachim is a very special area of halacha for Yisrael. So it's a rule breaker. And chibas hakodesh, even though something is not usually considered edible, we consider it edible. And the Minchas Chinuch, if you remember, pointed out the second type of Chibas HaKodesh, something that is usually needs to be Mekabel Tumah, with one of the seven liquids, Chibas HaKodesh makes it as if it's Mekabel Tumah already automatically. And the Minchas Chinuch wondered, why should number two be true? Number one, I understand Misvara, make something into a food, but number two, it didn't get wet. Why should it be able to become Tameh, even though it didn't get wet? And we mentioned then, then maybe if you say Kabbalah's Tum itself is giving it a Shem Ochel, like Rashi and the Chinuch says, then that could answer the question. Okay, that was all we discussed earlier. But that's what this, that's how you can include it here. The Abasar Kaltar Yochal Basar the Sefer Lamali, what's that including? Larabos Emurin, to include even the fats. The Emurin, one is Chayiv, if the fats become Tummy and one eats it. Emurin, Mehasam Nafka. I'm sorry, Mehasam Nafka. Emurin, you have a different source for Emurin. Titania, Vahanefesh, Eshatocha, Basar, Mizeva, Hashlavim, Mashal Hashem. Larabos, Esu Emurin. So the fats are included in a different pasuk. So the Gemara says you need two psukim. Hasam, Tumas Haguf, Bikares. Hacha, Tumas Basar Balav. Is the person Tame or is the carbon Tame? If the person's Tame, that's Kares. If the Basar's Tame and a Torah person eats it, that is a lav. Okay, Adkan, Rabbi Yavahu, and Chizkiah. Now we move on to another important discussion when it comes to Machalas Asuros, and that is how it was eaten, not what was eaten. Now we have two versions first. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, Ein Lokan Alein Ala Derech Achilasan. All Yisurin in the Torah is only if you eat it in the normal way. You have to eat it in the normal way, right? If you eat it through IV, that's not the normal way. If you eat it, for example, how lemute mai? What is that excluding? Amar Simi Barashi lemute shemachal chaylev chay shapater. If you eat raw fats of an animal, that's not normal, and therefore that wouldn't be an isadaraisa. When it says don't eat it, it means eating it in the normal way. Or a different version, Ika da Amri Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol yisurin shabbat Torah ein lokan aleim ela kederech hanaasan. By yisuri hanaa, only if you get hanaa in the normal way. Lemute mai. What is that excluding? Amar Rabbi Simi Barashi lemute shem hinia chelev shel shor haniskal al gavi malka. So if you take raw fat of a shor haniskal, you put it on a wound to try to cool it off. Shu pater. That's not normal benefit of flesh or fats of an animal. So they're pater v'kol shaket ochel chelev chay shu pater. And also surely if you eat chelev chay. So two versions. The common denominator is that Yisurim in the Torah assume normal, regular benefits or eating. That's what's included in the Isur D'Oraisa. But if not, so then it would not be called an Isur D'Oraisa. Interesting, the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Yisodiyat Torah extends this and asks, what about by mitzvos? This is by Averos. What about by mitzvos? If I have a mitzvah of matzah and I eat it shelo kederech achiloso, do I get the mitzvah d'oraisa? That's his suffix. Yesh lachkar. This is a very big Mishnah Lamelech in the fifth paragraph of Yisodei Torah. And in there he has a little paragraph. He says, Yesh lachkar, b'hat d'kayim lan kol yisur in Shabbat Torah. Ein lokan aleim shelo kederech hana'asan, im nomar gamke b'mitzvah saseh, d'rachmana omar sochal, by matzah, by karban pesach. If you eat it shelo kederech, are you yotzei? Right. Let's say you have an elderly person who doesn't have too many teeth, and you have to soak the matzah and make it very flimsy, wet matzah. So that might be called shalok kederech. Are you yotzei? If I make the matzah like that, so he says v'nire deloshna. He says I don't think there should be any difference. Tihechi demitzvah delosasei. I think just like by averos, it's not called eating. L'chora by mitzvahs also is not called eating. I didn't see this discussion explicitly. That's an important discussion. When it comes to mitzvahs, the Gemara is about Averus. What about when it comes to mitzvahs? Let's continue a little bit more. Itmar Nami, Amr of Acha Bar Avya, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Hiniyah Chelev Shashar Niska Lagabi Makaso. If I put the fat on a wound, Pater, Lefidish Koli Surish of Atara, Ain Lokan Aleim, Ela Kederachana Asan, period. Amr of Zera, Avanana Mitanina. Reb Zera says also, I learned it in the following Mishnah, the Mishnah in Shrumos, Ain Sofkin, Esar Ba, Mishum Arla. Arla, the Isser de Araisa of Arla, the first 3 years, you're not allowed to benefit from the fruit. But included in that are two liquids. Two liquids are included in that. Which ones? Ella yotzim and azesim and manav and milvad. Oil and grapes. If I benefit from oil and arla is aser bahana. If I benefit from oil and grapes, so then I also get malchus. That's considered arla. But no other liquids are considered real arla. The ilu mitutim te'enim verimonim. If I squeeze out the juice from strawberries, figs, or pomegranates, lo, I don't get malchus. My time, but why not? Why not? Pomegranate juice of Arlo. Why don't I get Malchus? Lav Mishum, Delokachalu, Derechanasan. Isn't that a riot, Rabbi Yevo? Because that's not normal. It's normal to eat pomegranate as a pomegranate, not to squeeze it out and eat pomegranate juice. So isn't that the reason, and therefore this Mishnah would be a riot to Rabbi Yevo? And the Gemara just ends off and says that's not a riot. Armalei Abaya, no. Bishlama Yashminan pre gufa delokachalu, Derechanaso, Shapir. If you tell me you have an actual fruit of Arla, that if you eat in an unusual way, or you get hanun in an unusual way, and you prove that that's not usur, you don't get malchus, that would be a raya. Elahacha, but here, you know why pomegranate juice or date juice is not going to violate get malchus for Arla? Not because it's an unusual way, but because that's not called fruit. And only fruits are usur daraisa for Arla. This is stam, literally sweat. Meaning, halachically, when you squeeze something out of a fruit, is that called the pre or not? So grapes and olives, we know, have a special din, right? Grape juice, you say a bari pre agafen on. There's a special bracha on. If you would drink oil straight, you'd probably make a bari pre eitz. It's just mazik you, the Gemara says in the six parakin brachas. But if oil really, you should get all eitz, because those two are the only ones that kind of go up. They're even more valuable than the fruit. And the Torah has them in mind. But by all others, it's just not called the pre. And therefore, that's why it's not called Arla. It's not that it is Arla and you're benefiting Shalok Kederach. It's not Arla. And therefore, it's not a raya to Rebbe Avahu. Just to end off with Tosfos here, in the last line of Tosfos Ella, Tosfos asks a major question without answering it. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Miyu tema, my armor is Zeba Alma. Why do you say it's nothing? It's like Zeba Alma. Vaha tam ke'ikr de oraisa. Whoa. Tosfos quotes a bomb from later on, Daf Mem Dalet Imsachim, and also in Chulin. Tam Kikr. We know the taste of something is like the ikr of the item. Tam Kikr when it comes to Isurim. And that's a machlokas, daraisa derabanan. Bali Tosfos hold it's daraisa. So what do you mean? You have the tam of the rimon, you have the tam of the arla, so why isn't that enough to be a pre? Tosfos does not answer that question. There are many answers suggested by the achronim why Tam Ke'ikr does not apply here. Maybe Sadech Chacham Svi has a tshuva, maybe Tam Ke'ikr only applies when the Tam goes into food and not into liquids. The Chavos Das, the Nesivos and Yoredeya says, maybe Tam Ke'ikr doesn't apply by Arla, because specifically by Arla, we have a Misora that two liquids that get squeezed out are Asur. So we have that Misora, meaning all the others are not Arla. We have a Beferish Makar by Arla. And there are others Maybe Tam Geger is only when it's through Bishol, the Rosh Hash says here, and not through just putting it in. Anyway, but this is Tosa's question about Tam Geger. Beth Hashem, we'll get back to that later in the Masechta. Okay, we'll stop here by Amar Abaya, and we will continue.